The all-new News Talk 92.3 WZPR. Talk of the Outer Banks. Online anytime, 923WZPR.com. At News Talk 92.3 on Twitter. At Sam Walker OBX and at OBX Today. Also on Twitter. Let's go to the WZPR Breaking News Hotline. And joining us this morning is Heidi Walters, Visit NC's Director of Partner and Industry Relations. Of course, Visit NC is really the chief tourism bureau for all of North Carolina, chief promoter of tourism in all of North Carolina. Good morning, Heidi. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing great.
Now, you are not a stranger to the Outer Banks, I understand. You have been frequently out here on our edge of the world.
I have. Actually, I moved here 31 years ago because I vacationed at the Outer Banks.
Where'd you move from?
And so I am originally from Ohio, as are most people, right?
I was going to say, anybody who's moved here in the last 30 years almost guaranteed to be from Ohio. My wife's from Ohio. It seems like that everybody that moved from Ohio to even the central part of the state all ended up because they vacationed out here, and they're all coming here instead of going to Wrightsville Beach.
So now we come out there a lot. In fact, owned land briefly up in Corova. So
you're really familiar with how things are out here.
Yes, I am. And that's part of what I love about it.
Now, what exactly is your role at Visit NC?
I oversee a few different things. I oversee our international marketing program. Our group, our sports program, our retire and see program, and then a little bit of community development.
Now, you are also playing a key role in this new partnership that has been created with Leave No Trace Center for Outdoor Ethics. Tell us all about how this came about and what exactly is it?
Okay, I'd love to. I'm very passionate about this. You know, I started thinking about this a while back, and then when COVID hit, I thought, this is going to be important because we're going to start having people be in our outdoor spaces who aren't used to being in our outdoor spaces, who don't know how to be in our outdoor spaces, right? And so I teamed up with the director of our North Carolina Outdoor Recreation Industry Office, which is also housed in the Economic Development Partnership, as we are. And she actually used to work for Leave No Trace. And we started talking, and it was like, you know, we started hearing horror stories, not only at the mountains, but the coast, but at, you know, the Uaris, about how people just don't know how to treat nature. You know what I mean? I compared it to, like, when you learn to play golf, they teach you how to swing. They don't teach you how to play ready golf. They don't teach you to let people play through. You know, it's those kinds of, and anything you do, there's an ethical side of it. And that's what we just want to inform people of.
This is an interesting discussion, and because here on the Outer Banks, there has always been more, I guess, being in tune with our environment, being in tune with trying to keep our beaches clean with so many local groups. It seems like here, compared to other places that I've visited, not just in North Carolina, but around the country, and maybe I'm bragging being a native of here, that we seem to take better care of our beach as a whole than a lot of other places. So this almost sounds like something that you guys are going to be able to tap into some local resources that already exist, whether it's the Surf Rider Foundation, North Carolina Beach Buggy Association, and a lot of other local groups that already kind of take a role in this and trying to educate visitors on how to treat the beaches. And you're going to be able to expand it to other parts of the state, not just along the coast, but throughout North Carolina.
Absolutely. And what we really want to do is amplify those people's voices. You know, maybe get out ahead of before people come if they're looking somewhere, you know. We are not here to recreate the wheel. No, everybody's doing such a great job already. But, you know, I start thinking about things like, do people from Ohio know that they should fill in a hole when they've dug it in the sand?
Exactly.
Probably not. You know, it's those kinds of little things that you just, do you realize that when a shell is up on the beach, it still might have a living thing in it? Probably not, you know, and then we want this to have a long, this is going to be an evergreen program. It's not just a COVID program. So we want to, get this into schools. We want to get this into people's minds and get them starting to think about what all it takes to make this happen.
You brought up a good point, because this isn't just about packing in and packing out, bringing, you know, make sure the trash gets in the trash can, not leaving cigarette butts in the sand. This is about everything, right, from, like you said, about digging holes, which has always been a huge thing. And we've seen a local educational effort about that. But also, like you said, is there a hermit crab in that whelk shell that you just found? Some other ways that this could be expanded, not just here on the coast, but you talked about the Uwaris, where you just, you've had this huge influx of people who just, like you said, just don't get outside. What's some of the other things that you've seen around the state that already this program is going to be able to address?
Well, you know, it's interesting, because one of the core principles of the Leave No Trace program is to, you know, stay on the trail. Well, when you have COVID and you're supposed to stay 6 feet apart, how do you balance those two? So there's a lot of, you know, you can go off the trail, but just make sure it's safe and make sure you're not all over the vegetation that's on the trails. There's, you know, a lot of the facilities have been closed. So if you need to use the restroom, what do? Those kinds of things that you just don't typically think of, or you don't, you know, make sure if you're going to go out for a hike. I mean, I just heard your weather down there, which is crazy. It's like here. Take your water and make sure you take enough water. You know, but if you're not used to going outside and you're not used to doing these things, you don't remember that. And make sure, like we had an incident over in the western part of the state where someone fell and EMS could not get to them because there were so many people waiting to get in the park.
Yeah, that was at Hanging Rock, I do believe, was it not? That was Hanging Rock State Park, where someone had fallen.
I think it was, yeah.
Yeah, and like you said, there's the sheer number of people in the parking lots and on the roads, not parking in parking lots that are, you know, full or finding somewhere else to go. That's really been hampering things. I've seen a lot of that, especially around the Washington, D.C. area, where they're just having to flat out close parks. Because there are just so many people and not enough places for them to go to park. You know, they're just parking along roads or blocking driveways, yeah, and things like that. That's really what this is about. It's not just about what people think traditionally when we say leave no trace. When you go out camping, you know, you pick up after yourself. There's a whole new aspect to this that you're going to be able to try and encourage or actually educate people about.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, it's the same benefits that those organizations that you were talking about. We want the fishermen to be able to have clean water, not full of trash, you know, all of those kinds of things. We want hunters to be able to have, to be able to go out and not have, you know, things that don't look like they're not supposed to be there. So yeah, it's going to, our state. And what we have always promoted here at Visit NC is natural beauty and soft adventure. Well, I want that to stay around for generations. So I will do whatever I can to make sure that we put programs in place to do that.
Now, you've got several different agencies that are involved with North Carolina, especially in recreation. Of course, out here on the Outer Banks, the mm-hmm. National Park Service, which manages more than 100 mm-hmm. miles of shoreline. Then you've got the situation that you're very familiar with in Corova, which is managed by Currituck County, and it's a much different beach, and it's much different. How already are you trying to forge partnerships with these different regulatory agencies to then tap into trying to educate those who are already here?
Sure. Well, part of the reason that we wanted to do this in cooperation with the Leave No Trace Center is because they have memorandums of understanding with all of the national park systems. They're working with NOAA. They've got a lot of these already out there. We are the first state on the East Coast. We are the first state that they are joined with that has an ocean. So they're very excited about this as well. And, you know, eventually we want this to be more than just this. We want to make sure that everybody can get to the beach. We want to make sure that we highlight places that are accessible for people with handicap to get to all of our outdoor adventure. So, I have a a big dream for this, and I hope that it all comes true, but I will take a little bit at a time. But yes, we are trying to work with, we have already reached out to state parks. They are completely on board. And you have one of my very favorite state parks out there at Jockey's Ridge. And so I think between the center and the outdoor recreation industry office and Visit NC, we have plenty of, and we have 100 partners around the state in all the counties that are helping us to make sure this is a success.
And this also ties in well with what the Corolla Wild Horse Fund is doing, especially this past week after having tragedy with one of the colts who died because someone fed it an apple. And their educational effort. Yeah, again. And this is, the educational efforts that they're trying to do here when people get here, you're trying, and that's what Visit NC's goal is, to, of course, promote tourism around the world and around the country, but also promote education. I've talked to, we've talked to Eric Heaton at the National Weather Service in Newport about trying to educate visitors before they come about and rip current safety and things like that, and trying to do it in these markets such as Pittsburgh, such as Columbus, such as Philadelphia, such as Washington, D.C., to encourage it. This seems like it's going to be another way to take what we're already trying to do here locally with these local agencies and some of these unique problems that the Outer Banks presents to visitors who aren't familiar with it. It looks like this is going to be a way to really expand that effort.
That is our hope, yes. I think the louder that we can speak it, the more people will hear it.
What's some of the ways that you guys are going to try to do this? I mean, just right out of the shoe. I mean, this was just announced this past week, but I'm sure you've already got plans on some campaigns and such. What are some of the different ways that you're going to be trying to get the word out about these things?
Well, it's really going to start to feature in everything that we do, in our travel guides, in all of our messaging. We will have some kind of component that this is out there. It is part of our Count on Me. We're going to do a module on the Count on Me campaign that we're doing to sort of train people around the state. And we have a discussion later on today about next steps, about how we're going to brand this and how we're going to promote this. And then over the next 6 to 8 months, the folks with Leave No Trace will be doing some resident sentiment here, and we have also done some resident sentiment survey about what residents think. Do you want people here? Are you ready for people to come? So we're going to be doing a lot of research, and this will be a research-based program that will probably be all done and tidy probably the first quarter of 2021 is my hope.
Heidi Walters, Visit NC's Director of Partner in Industry Relations here on All News News Talk 92.3 WZPR. You can get more info about what we're talking about at visitnc.com/outdoor-nc. We're going to have a story up here at obxna.com later on, including highlights from this interview as well. Heidi, I know I want to get through something at you here. Maybe you haven't been involved in the discussions. And I know with everything that's going on with coronavirus, so many offices are working differently and online. But here on the Outer Banks, we are at 100% capacity just about. Hotels are just slam full. Rental houses are slam full. The roads are slam full. I just spent the weekend in Williamsburg because, when you live here on the Outer Banks, you usually try to get away from here on weekends and go elsewhere.
Right.
And I was just shocked how empty Williamsburg was. I mean, this is only an hour and a half, 2 hour drive from us, and how empty it was. But then we are just packed. What are you seeing in terms of discussions around the tourism industry and your office? What are you hearing and what are you seeing as far as how visitation is across North Carolina during this time?
It's all the places that you expect. It's full. The mountains are doing gangbusters as well. It's the city. The cities are the ones that are hurting. Part of it is the time of year. So it is vacation time. So there is that. But, there are no meetings and conventions happening. So those are typically in your more metropolitan areas. So people are just going out. They're going out, and it's all a drive market right now. They're not flying anywhere. You're not going overseas. So most of the visitation is going to be within 250 miles.
Yeah, that's something that we're hearing more and more, is that it is because we're such a drivable location from about half the population of the United States. Mm-hmm. North Carolina is in general, but here on the Outer Banks, especially because of our proximity. I mean, it's crazy when people say, well, don't you ever go out to Charlotte? I know, because I can drive. I mean, and this is probably not the way to put this, but people from Philadelphia and New York and Washington, D.C. can mm-hmm. get to me faster than I can get to Charlotte, just because North Carolina is so big.
Right.
But that shows how much, you know, the Outer Banks and North Carolina as a whole is so popular because we offer so many different things. And at the same time, we are so drivable.
Right. I mean, the closest beach to Charlotte isn't even in North Carolina.
That's right, Myrtle Beach. I mean, that's my cousin, lives in Wingate. Now, he has a place at Myrtle Beach. I totally 100% get it. So how are we going to see here locally on the Outer Banks? I mean, I know you just said you guys are really just getting into the meat and potatoes mm-hmm. of this discussions. How do you think we're going to see here on the Outer Banks some of the stuff that's going to come out of this relationship with Leave No Trace?
Well, we are in discussions with Lee Nettles and the Visitors Bureau there. So we're going to work sort of through Lee, and I know that Amy Allison with the Outdoor Recreation Industry Office is planning a visit out there as well to speak with Lee, just to see how we can team together to make sure we're promoting each other's messaging.
All right, it is visitnc.com/outdoor-nc. That's what's going to be kind of the information hub for this program?
It is, yes.
All right, Heidi Walters, VisitNC's Director of Partner and Industry Relations. Again, story posting up at obxtoday.com in a short few. If you missed anything from our interview, we'll be posting it there as well. Heidi, thank you so much. Don't be a stranger. Let us know when you're coming out this way, and stop on by, or at least, you know, blow the horn when you're driving by here on the bypass.
I'll be out there in a month.
All right, sounds good. Right. Hey, make sure you got them sandals
Take
on. Hot
too.
Hot sand warning in effect today. It's a hot one out there today. So,
well, you right. take care. Thanks, Sam.